So firstly, we're taking a moment to tune into where we are, tuning into our body sitting, feeling our bottom on the chair, our feet on the floor, hands in a comfortable position on our lap. Grounding ourselves by noticing our breathing and turning our attention to where the sensation of breathing is strongest for us, which may be the abdomen, the chest, or the nostrils. So we're taking note of our breath and its pattern. And then we're guiding our attention to our left foot. The top surface of our left foot. And each of the toes in turn, paying attention, if possible, without moving the toes, just noticing what is noticeable. Guiding the attention to the underside of the foot, paying attention to what arises there after a day at work. Noticing the sensations of maybe heat, throbbing, aching, or possibly no sensations at all. Whatever is there, we're paying attention to that without any judgment of right or wrong, and allowing our attention to move to the heel of the left foot. And each side of the ankle. Coming back to our breathing if there is a need for centering. And then allowing the attention to gently move up the calf muscle from ankle to the back of the knee, tracking the sensations that arise there or that we are aware of there. Noticing whether or not the calves maybe feel solid or relaxed. Or again, maybe there are no sensations there of which you're aware. And gently guiding the attention back to the ankle and tracking the shin from ankle to knee, gently moving up the left shin. And if the mind decides it wants to go for a little walk, which minds do, acknowledging that and then bringing the attention back to the shin, gently letting it rest there, noticing what's around, noticing our reactions to what's there, any feelings that might be around, or any thoughts about what's actually happening. And then allowing the attention to rest at the back of the knee. and the kneecap. And the underside of the left leg that's in contact with the chair, gently tracking from the back of the knee to the buttock. Noticing possibly the pressure on this part of the body as it rests on the chair. And maybe other sensations that are also there. Maybe there's a throbbing or an aching. Burning sensation. Heat, coolness, whatever is there, we're being open to receive the sensations without any judgment as best we can. And then gently guiding the attention from the underside of the leg to the top surface of the leg, tracking gently from the knee to the hip. What is noticed about that? What are we paying attention to? Receiving as best we can whatever is present. And if a sensation is uncomfortable, particularly noticing that, maybe exploring the edges of that sensation gently. And sometimes there is an urge to move because of those sensations. And we're paying attention to that urge to move as best we can for a breath or two. And then if we need to move to relieve any ache or tiredness or sensation that we find difficult to bear, doing this with intention. Making a choice to do this rather than doing it on automatic pilot. And as best we can, getting a sense of the whole of the left leg from foot to hip or hip to foot, if that works better. Getting a sense of the left leg as a whole before we gently guide the attention to the right foot, the top surface of the right foot. Maybe noticing any differences in the sensations of that foot compared with the left? Seeing if we can identify each of the toes in turn without moving them. And then allowing the attention to move to the underside of the left foot. Maybe this feels the same. So the right foot, maybe the seat feels the same as the left foot. Maybe it feels quite different. And we're noticing that and paying attention to it. Coming to the heel and then either side of the ankle. And then allowing the attention to gently move up the calf from the ankle to the back of the knee. Being curious about what's there. Interested in finding out what's going on. And then gently allowing the attention to move to the front surface of the right leg, tracking up from the ankle to the knee, exploring the surface of the right shin, maybe noticing the texture of any clothes that might be worn on the legs, feeling the sensations of that item of clothing, or the fresh air if that's the case, noticing those sensations. Then allowing the attention to be guided to the back of the knee. And the kneecap. And then the underside of the right leg in contact with the chair, tracking from the back of the knee to the buttock. As best we can, noticing the sensations there, which might be very different from what was experienced with the left leg. Noticing if our mind decides to go for a little wander, and being kind about that, and guiding the attention back to the right leg. And noticing what the top surface of the right leg feels like, tracking gently from knee to hip. And as best we can, getting a sense of the whole of the right leg, from foot to hip, or tracking from hip to foot, whichever works for you, getting a sense of that limb as a whole. Before gently moving the attention to the front of the pelvis. Ooh. Okay, and the back of the pelvis. And the lower back. Experiencing the sensations of the lower back in contact with the back of the chair or cushion. What does this feel like after a day at work? Then the mid-back. Then the shoulders. And now allowing the attention to move to the top surface of the left hand. Each of the fingers in turn. Once again, paying attention to what's present there. What is there? Is there heat? Is there coolness? Throbbing, aching, or nothing? And then allowing the attention to gently rest in the palm of the hand. The inside of the wrist, and then the inside surface of the forearm, from wrist to the crook of the elbow, gently tracking that to find out what's there. And then guiding the attention to the outside surface of the left arm, guiding the attention gently from the wrist up to the elbow. How does this feel? How is this being experienced? Noticing the reactions to anything that's being felt. And then the inside, the crook of the elbow. And then the bicep from elbow to shoulder. Tracking gently from the one to the other. Gently paying attention to whatever is arising there. And now gently turning the attention to the outside part of the arm from the elbow to the shoulder, the outer surface, doing the same, tracking that. What is present there at this moment? Remembering to come back to the breath if it's necessary for a grounding, and then moving back to the left arm in your own time, or any other part of the body that we're talking about. Now guiding the attention gently to the back of the right hand. And the fingers in turn. Noticing if these feel the same or different from the left hand. And then the palm of the hand. The wrist. And then allowing the attention to gently move up the inside of your right arm from wrist to the crook of the elbow. And then the outside surface of the right arm, from wrist to elbow. Now guiding the attention to the inner surface of the upper part of the right arm, from the crook of the elbow to the shoulder. And then the outer surface of the upper right arm, from elbow to shoulder. Maybe appreciating if there's a difference between this part of the right arm compared to the inside surface of the right arm, or even the left arm. We're noticing what's there without judgment. And now guiding the attention to the back of the neck. The throat, the back of the head, the top of the head, and the face. What's present there at this moment? Noticing that with kindness and curiosity. And then, as best we can, getting a sense of the body as a whole from head to foot. And as we bring the practice very slowly to a close, taking three breaths. And opening the eyes when you're ready.